Oi, cunt for brains. Come here, right now. Oh, watch your fucking tone, nerd. There ain't no point to me bothering you. You're just fun to bother. Besides, no one else here even talks to you. At least I give you some type of attention. No? Yeah, I know you'd like to be left alone. Fuck is that all about, anyway? Whoa, watch your language, nerd. Anyways, I need to study, and you seem to always pass high in teacher's class, so you're coming over to my house. Yo, nerd, this isn't up for debate. I can't get kicked off the track team, and you don't have anything else to do. All you do is go home and watch anime. 'Cause I followed you home. Duh. It's not creepy. How else am I supposed to know where to ask? Anyways, nothing. Forget it, nerd. Let's go. And here we are. Yeah, I live alone. Soon as I hit 18, I dipped the fuck out and got my own place. Shut up, smart mouth. Anyways, ain't much to the place, as you can see. Little bit of everything in a tight space. Bathroom right there, kitchen dining area there, and a big ass couch that we'll sleep on. Well, it's just like in your anime. When you study, you get sleepy and stuff, so I'm being courteous. Look, shut up, all right? I'm just trying to figure out how in the world I'm gonna feed us, is all. Huh? Nothing, dork. Just focus on sitting down and take your shoes off. Jesus, don't even have the decency to respect someone's house? Yeesh, nerd, you don't have to be so mean. I know we ain't seen eye to eye, but you act like I'm Mecha Hitler. I know I've been a fuck up. I'm hoping this will change it. Nothing, nerd. Just sit down and get to page 41. That's where I suffer the hardest. Hey, shut the fuck up, okay? I know I missed it. Shit, this is not going according to plan at all. Nothing. Ugh, God, let's just fucking study. Whew, okay. So, James Baldwin not only fought for equality, but he also was an openly gay man and a preacher? No wonder I didn't pass the test. I never knew all that. Yeah, I could have just Googled it, but you don't learn that way. AP history is for people who excel, and I don't even know how I'm still in the class. I'll excuse the fact that you just called me a bitch of a person, and thank you for calling me smart this time. You know, dude, this was kind of fun. We should do it more often. Why is it weird? But I do like you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I meant it as like a punching bag, fuckhead. I know it doesn't make sense. Fuck, I did not mean to say that. Look, okay, I've been a bully to you for a long ass time. And I know I've made fun of you a lot. And I've punched you a lot, bro. Yeah, you're right. I'm not a nice person. But I have to say that I didn't mean it. Look, when my mom died and I was forced to move out here with my dad, I was angry. My dad kept shitting all over my mom and didn't like me very much. So when I first met you freshman year, I was really angry. But you treated me with kindness, and I guess in some way I really wanted you. But then I heard you saying you didn't like tall girls or tomboys, and I guess I got pissed at you. a lot of people were shitting on you and I fought them behind the scenes, but I took my anger out on you. I guess in some twisted way, I felt as long as I was abusing you, I could. I don't know. No, it's not. Ugh, I can see you're getting angry. You have every right to be. I really messed up. And once I realized that I wouldn't see you anymore, I just wanted to tell you. I know that it won't work out at all, but that's the honest truth. I know you're angry. I know I'm the reason you couldn't get a girlfriend. I know. But maybe I could make up for that. Well, I know you like girls like me. Tomboys, I mean. Yeah, I read your journal. Yeah, like sophomore year. You described me in pretty good detail. How you wanted me to submit to you and stuff. It was kind of weird, bro, not gonna lie. But anyways, I know you find me attractive. The short red hair, the muscles, all of it. So, oh man, you're not even trying to hide it, bro. So, anyways, I was thinking. I know you don't have any feelings for me. Not yet, at least. But I do. So, how about this? I'll let you take my virginity, and we'll call it even. Oh, I'm serious. I've thought about it a lot. There's no other way. I've done so many bad things to you. Surely you won't waste this chance to dominate me. You remain silent, but your hands are already starting to rub my legs. They feel nice and toned, don't they? I'm not captain of the track team for nothing. Fuck, it feels ticklish, you rubbing them and squeezing them. Dude, I already told you you could do whatever you wanted. No need to ask for anything. Oh my god, dude, yes, I'm serious. Here, just touch my tits. See? How do they feel? Yeah, they're soft. I play with them myself when I masturbate. Oh, fuck. Those nipples are sensitive right now. Please be careful. Oh. Please. Oh, don't stop. Oh, my God. Yeah. My moans are a bit girly. Oh, fuck. Lay down now, please. Oh. Oh, fuck, baby. Please. Take off your clothes. Oh, God. You look amazing. Yeah, I know I picked on you before about your body, but I was lying. I've dreamed of this, and it looks so good. Shut up. Less talking, more of the naughty doing. Oh, yes. Oh, please go lower. Oh, yes. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, rub that little clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, please take your cock out. Please. Dude, whatever insecurity you may have going on with your cock right now is none of my fucking business. Take it out now. Oh, fuck yes. I don't know. I'm just horny and watch a lot of porn. Guys like this shit, don't they? Oh, fuck. You look like you're about ready to come, huh? You're making that face like you ate a really bad sour grape. No, don't pull away. Come in my mouth. I'll drink your semen. Please. Won't you come in my mouth, Daddy? Oh, wow. That really made you come, huh? I need to swallow all of this, don't I? Tasted amazing. You must eat a lot of fruit. I I'm tired. Well, it did happen, and we have more to do. You were my first blowjob. I definitely think I need to work on that more. Oh, no way, was this just it? You haven't even fucked yet. But it's late. And, well, I want to go on at least one date with you before we part ways. So, for at least the rest of this year, can I be yours, Daddy? My voice makes you not want to say no. I knew my girly voice would come in handy. So then, is that a yes? Yes. Okay. We really need to sleep, dude. It's like 4:30 a.m. Good night, baby.